Things aren't looking good for Chad as the nation's civil workers reach their boiling point. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We've got prayer requests today from Christians on the ground in that African nation. And then we've got a call to community. And this campaign is bringing believers together with a unique mission. Stay tuned to find your place in today's stories. But first, the fall of oil prices in 2014 hurt many national economies dependent on oil sales, and Chad was no exception. Throw in Boko Haram, add a largely unfunded refugee population, sprinkle in regional peacekeeping efforts, and you have a country that's spread too thin and running out of money. Nearly half the population lives below the poverty line, and the government is under pressure to drastically cut costs through austerity measures, resulting in strikes and the threat of violent riots. Following up word from Inside Chad that there were fears of bloodshed this week, we spoke with a Christian worker on the ground.
Civil servants or workers in the government are not happy of what is going on, so they stop going to the work. So now the government are trying to see how they can do to settle the situation.
Last month, the government announced that they would cut government workers' salaries, resulting in a series of protests, strikes, and arrests. And this Christian worker asks that you would pray for wisdom for Chad's leadership as they look for a way forward. And
pray because even churches, they are becoming weak. Let the pastors come together so that they can pray for the country.
So let's pray that the gospel would be the source of peace, love, and hope in Chad. Next, when you start reciting the Lord's Prayer, are you someone who says, "Thy kingdom come" or "Your kingdom come"? Well, the evolution of language isn't unique to English speakers. Every generation around the world has different verbiages and word meanings. Hans Kombrink with Biblica says this has a profound impact on Bible translation.
In Isaiah 3, verse 20, we read in the King James Version of ankle chains. And today that reminds us of prison manacles rather than the jewelry that's described, which we now refer to as anklets.
So what's the balance between using ministry funds to update Bible translations and still pursuing translations for languages that don't have God's word? Combrink's answer? Collaboration.
We recognize that we do not have the capacity to put people and translation teams in all of these languages. And that's good because there are people who feel that that is their ministry focus, to work in these languages. And we obviously do not want to duplicate efforts because that would not be a good or wise investment of kingdom resources.
So let's be praying wisdom for Bible translation teams today. And we know that community within the body of Christ is important. But as our world becomes more interconnected and globalized, what community looks like is rapidly changing. Starting with their own staff, Wycliffe Bible Translators USA is encouraging the body of Christ to be intentional and globally minded when it comes to getting involved with a community of believers. Kelly Chestnut of Wycliffe USA explains the campaign, A Call to Community.
Through this campaign, we're exploring the incredible way that God brings Christians together in community across cultural boundaries, and how can we learn more about His character through relationships with people from cultures different than our own?
They're offering several free resources to those who are interested in learning more about how they can engage the body of Christ across cultures, be it near or far. And the goal is to see a healthy, loving community of believers who are actively living out the gospel.
As we start viewing each other through the lens of the scriptures, I believe that that gives glory and honor to God. We want to see ourselves, our very lives, reflect the liberating truth and grace that we have in Jesus Christ.
For articles and videos and even a free 7-day devotional, head to missionnews.org to find your place in this story. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. And we're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.